I tried to point out to the to our team today right off the bat, you know, how long our game is and how things change and how they can happen. And even looking at the second half, there were two circumstances there which could have turned the game around. The ball was unfortunately at our 27-yard line and our 30-yard line. And on the one hand, we forced them to kick field goal. The second hand, we made Blackburn's big interception. So those were huge factors in the ball game and in the way the game came about. And the other thing that took place, which we've strived, we always strive for, and we work hard at, doesn't always come to the surface. Our four-minute offense, we held the ball, finished the game with the ball in our hands, did not have to give the ball back to Cleveland. And I thought that was a plus. Our running game was much better. Much has been discussed. You don't need me to comment on that. There was statistically we did very well with that. And we had a number of big play runs, which was very instrumental in our victory. I didn't think our special teams played as well as we've been playing. I think our return game and our cover game goes to show that. The veteran kicker did move the ball around on us a little bit. I didn't think our angles were very good as we brought the ball out. And I thought that their speed and their ability to outmaneuver our blockers was apparent. And we didn't get the ball to where we wanted to get the ball in a continuation of having played well the week before with our kickoff return team. We obviously didn't cover well. That's not to take anything away from Cribbs. He's an outstanding return man, powerful. You know, a lot of low target tackles were missed against him. So we've recognized that. I thought defensively, unfortunately, again for us, was a little bit two different halves. The one thing that that I would comment on would be the missed tackles from a standpoint of our defensive side of the ball as well. I would again remind you that Cleveland has played everybody very, very tough this year. 1 week removed or 10 days removed from playing Baltimore, very tough, in which they threw a pick six that, you know, if that had been a touchdown, might have been a little bit different story in the game. So they are a good team. They're a physical team. They came in here with many, many stats. We did have a good day from the standpoint of our offense and with regard to that. However, it wasn't all the way around, and we're still searching to play all three phases to play in harmony with one another. Questions?
On the shorter kicks that Dawson was doing, the more directional ones, what should have happened besides longer returns?
He had a mortar kick, and he had a couple that he directed. The one to Andre Brown was obviously directed away from the returner. And Andre should have kept the ball in the end zone. I mean, he should not have brought that one out. The ball that was kicked short in the mortar kick should have been taken up right up the sideline, which I think would have been a little bit more productive than trying to really outdistance a fast cover team. So we can do some things about that.
Better are the Niners offensively than they were that team you faced last year?
They apparently are a very good team, and I'm not ready to talk about the Niners. I'll talk about them on Wednesday.
How's Andre Brown feeling?
He's not 100%, that's obvious.
Was that Wilson's call as to whether or not he came out of the end zone?
Well, it's in theory it is, yeah.
But because he's the kicker.
But he probably should have known that the timing of the return was not going to be very good, and stayed in, but then again, it's the off returner. He has to help him stay in there.
What's wrong with Andre?
What's that?
What's wrong with Andre Brown?
Were you at the game?
Yeah, I
mean, he has a concussion.
Yes, the three concussions, in 5 weeks, that's a lot, I think, early in a season. Just when you see that happen to your players, how do you feel about that?
You don't want that to happen. That's something that a lot of time and energy and effort has been put towards trying to make sure that this doesn't happen. But these are in any, they're all different circumstances. The one, Ramses Barden, seemed to indicate he got hit in the back of the head. And of course, Andre was straight up. And, you know, you just hope that these things don't happen. The equipment is as good as it can be, and yet you have big, strong, fast people running into each other.
Tom, with the running game yesterday, it wasn't just the O-line to me. I thought the tight ends and the receivers also did a much better job blocking.
And the fullback, too, and the fullback as well, yeah. No, that was there was a group effort, no doubt. The runner ran very hard. He was very passionate about, obviously, his play yesterday. And I heard the remark that he made about the fumble upsetting him, and he was upset with himself for that. But it was, you know, you have good plays, you have not so good plays. And yesterday we had a few more that line up in that plus category, and I thought that the tight ends did block well, and that the fullback did block well, and in key situations, in particular, Victor and Dominic did a nice job blocking in front of the ball.
I'm curious, when he was getting close to the 200 mark and the game was pretty much at hand late, Ahmad said he knew the linemen were aware of what his number was and they wanted to get him to 200. Were you cognizant of that? May have been asked that yesterday. I'm sorry if you have been, but you were not aware of it. Is it satisfying and gratifying to see him so appreciative of getting that mark, though? It's a landmark that's a big deal for a running back.
It's a big deal for a coach. It's a big deal for the offensive line. The first thing he yelled out when he came into the locker room was he congratulated the offensive line.
Tom, were you satisfied with the pass rush yesterday? And
how could we be satisfied? We didn't touch the passer again.
Well, that's where I'm getting at. Have you been able to put your finger on what's been wrong?
You know, most of the time I spend, you know, talking about the opponent's strategy. But strategy or not, it has definitely slowed us down a little bit. And so we've got to look hard at how we can get this thing resolved and get some more pressure on the quarterback. And we're gonna try to do that. But again, we're gonna try to help the players be in the best position they can be in to pressure the quarterback.
Perry said that sometimes guys just have to make a play. I mean, is it as simple as that?
Well, that, you know, you're always hoping for that. I mean, that's when things are really rolling your way, you see that, and it's very obvious. But, you know, maintaining discipline, getting off on the jump, create some situations where it is single. You are singled up rather than, you know, the back hanging around or the tight end having to confront the defensive end first and then move on. And, you know, we've had pressure from inside, too. We've had Limbo put pressure on, and we haven't had didn't have much of that yesterday. So, you know, our linebackers, when you bring people, you would hope you would get home. Or when you come off the edge, you hope that you would get home. There wasn't a lot of that, but when we did, it obviously didn't have much of an impact.
It's still a week away, but how much do you think, you know, Canty's return could help with that?
Well, we certainly hope so.
The situation was complicated by Andre's concussion, but ideally, would you not want Ahmad to have to carry 30 times? Even if you don't have Brown, would you rather go back to more of a split between two running backs?
Well, that's not the point. The point of the matter is Andre was out of the game right away. I think David's play, he had two good runs. One was a solid physical run. The other one, you know, he burst through some arm tackles and ran in the end zone. So, you know, the ability to bring him along has been first and foremost in our mind, as well as making sure that Andre had a chance to have a bigger contribution than he did the week before. But when pressed into this situation yesterday, Ahmad rose up and did an outstanding job. So that's a lot of carries, and he caught the ball as well out of the backfield. So he had an outstanding game, and certainly you would applaud that kind of play. If we could take a little bit off him in different ways, that would be fine, and continue to develop these younger guys along the way as well.
But if he's that hot, you have no problem riding him that much yet.
I'm cheering.
It was just one play, but the fact that David Wilson had that 40-yard run, does that, you know, give you confidence in, you know, going forward if Brown can't go and putting him in some more snaps?
Yes.
will he see more snaps on Sunday if that's the case?
we'll see.
Very often when David is in the game, he winds up touching the ball. Is that kind of an indicator of where he is in his development? You'll put him in the game to run a certain play.
You're watching the games. Yeah, there's certain things he does, and we'll continue to do that with him, but he may go in as a decoy too.
Tom, you talked about, and everybody looks at the stats and the quarterback hits and the sacks and stuff in terms of the pass rush. With the defensive line, though, as a unit, how do you feel they're handling stopping the run as opposed to just the pass?
Well, we didn't stop the run very well yesterday. The yardage overall wasn't, what the feeling you had during the course of the game. But again, we did a little better job in the second half than we did in the first half. And it wasn't just the run. I mean, the screen hurt us yesterday, and everybody's standing on the sideline yelling out, "Watch the screen." So the running, the missed tackles is the concern.
Was that the best that you think your offensive line has played this season?
Well, we've had some very good games protecting the quarterback. We haven't had the running numbers that we had yesterday. So from a run standpoint, you'd have to say yes.
Is it good to get that going, heading into what will look to be a physical game probably against the 49ers?
Yes, very well said.
How much of an emphasis was put on pass protection this year? It seems like it's really kicked up. And does it have anything
to do with it? Well, it's just the emphasis is always there. It's this is how you play and how you try to put things together and win. You can't afford any kind of deficiency. If you're going to be well-rounded and do the things that we would like to do, we did hold the ball yesterday as well, which was a good thing. You're going to have to be able to accomplish things in all different phases, And so that's no more emphasis now than it has ever been in the past. And the run equally.
Several of your players that they believe, especially with the defense, that because of the track record that unit has, that it will come, the stats will improve as the season goes along. Do you buy into that, or do you think there
absolutely
are schematic things that have to be changed?
Well, I think absolutely that the more we play, the better we'll get. And there are some things we do have to tweak and look at. Naturally, it's ongoing. You're always having to change and adjust, and so we'll continue to do that.
Coach, yesterday, Reuben Randall spoke about his meeting, one-on-one film session with Eli. Did you see an improvement? We know about the yards and whatnot, but did you see an improvement in his overall performance in terms of the blocking and everything else that he's asked to do?
I saw an improvement in his his performance with regard to just handling the pressure. It wasn't too big for him. He wanted it. He was looking forward to it. He showed you the ability that we all believe that he has and we can take advantage of. And it's a continual process. But what I saw, for the most part, I liked.
Are there things that you can do to sort of get your offense jump started, maybe get him out of the gate a little bit faster? Or is it just a...
Well, if we... We'll take the 500 yards.
Right. I mean despite the fact. Comes, but I mean, is it a concern that maybe it doesn't start fast enough? I mean, or you just sort of.
Well, we don't need to give anybody a 14-point head start if that's what you're getting at. I'd like to take it every time and score. It doesn't work that way. Those other guys out there are pretty good. So, we need to start faster, but we also need to finish. Finish. We finished pretty good yesterday.
Do you know yet whether you'll have Hakeem Nicks back in practice this week?
I'm going to wait until I gather all that information. No, I would say no.
Has Ramsey's been cleared yet? Ramsey's
Excuse
Barnes.
Me?
Has Ramsey's Barnes?
Yes, he did. Yes, he got, I believe he was in the meetings today, and when I had an opportunity to visit with him, he was bright-eyed and very excited about being back, smiling, that type of thing.
How are you going to handle the sesh, 4 o'clock thing? 4 o'clock?
Probably at 4 o'clock.
Just to clarify, you said you did not expect the King this week?
I didn't say that at all.
Okay, that's why I'm clarifying.
I didn't say that at all. I'm saying that let's take one day at a time here and see how it works out.
How about Boley? It seemed like he sort of loosened up his game and was able to take more snaps. Is that
Yeah. but he also was a part of a package that they ended up having to go to because of the lateness of the hour and the fact they had to score relatively quickly.
Tom, it seems when somebody has been hurt on offense, Eli seems to make whoever comes in fill in the gap. On defense, when guys have gone down, is there like no one person who can make everybody else fit like Eli?
Well, you have a whole different kind of a relationship there. You know, you've got the guy who initially has the ball in his hand, and many times it's dealing with who is going to get the ball. So, you know, from day one, he's had – Eli meets with the running backs about protection. He meets with the receivers and the tight ends about the passing game and what his expectations are and coverages and adjustments to coverage and that kind of thing. I don't know if you know, that same relationship doesn't happen in other spots on the defensive side of the ball, but to say that someone wouldn't be a catalyst for taking someone aside and letting them know how important it is for them to make a contribution week in and week out, certainly we could have that. And I hope that would happen. I know on special teams it happens a lot of times, and I think on defense it would too, with Chase Blackburn probably being a pivotal guy in that.
Okay. Bennett's knee, is that an issue?
I hope it's not, but he's being evaluated.
Still the hyperextended, or seeing if there's anything more there?
They're just trying to see if what they have to work with.
And has Nix had an MRI on the knee?
Yes. It's a knee.
Still a knee.
He's got two of them.
He